are Locked On Giants, your daily New York Giants podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, New York Giant fans. Welcome to a new edition of Locked On Giants, part of the Locked On Podcast family, your team every day. My name is Patricia Traina, and I cover your New York Giants for a variety of places. You can follow all my work at Patricia_Traina on Twitter. For today's show, I'm going to kick off a series. Actually, it's more of a feature, which we're going to do not every day, but we'll try and do it as often as possible leading up to the NFL draft. What we're going to do is we're going to invite a guest on the program. The guest will be either a member of the broadcast team or a beat writer, or if we can pull it off, a coach from all of the colleges that have student athletes who are going to be in this year's draft. And we're going to try and cover some of the main names between now and the NFL draft, and just have those folks come on with us and answer some questions, because they are the ones, of course, who cover these athletes on a daily basis. They know them probably as well as we know our Giants, and so who better to act as an authority and give us the pros and the cons and the inside scoops on their athletes than folks such as the beat writers that cover the team, the radio analysts, the coaches, and so forth. So for today's program, we're going to kick it off by covering Duke, who, of course, has quarterback Daniel Jones in this year's draft. And joining me on the program is Dave Harding, who is the lead color analyst of Duke Football Radio. And Dave, so glad to have you with me.
Happy to be here, Patricia, and certainly lots to talk about now with Daniel Jones and the quarterback that he has developed into.
All right, Dave, so let's get right into it. Let's start off with your overall impressions of Daniel Jones, both as an athlete and as a person.
To me, he's the ultimate pro, both on and off the field. And when I say that, having watched him over the years, the amount of work that he does in preparation for the games gets him ready to handle just about any situation that he's going to see on the field during the game. He's a guy that loves the film room, loves to get in there with his coaches and see what it is that other team defense is going to be throwing at him so that he is ready to go. And then when he's on the field playing, it's a 6'5", 220-pound player with a tremendous frame that can throw and make every single pass. Great velocity on his ball, really nice touch on some of the finesse passes that he's required to make. And in college, turned into a pretty good dual threat quarterback. I mean, running for three touchdowns only this year, but seven touchdowns over the past 2 years, had over 300 yards rushing in some games. I don't think he's necessarily going to be all that dynamic of a rusher on the next level, but he's a guy that's an athlete enough, quick enough to keep plays alive if pressure happens to get to him. So kind of the perfect blend of athlete, cerebral player, and leader that you're looking for at that quarterback position.
A lot of people look at these college kids, especially those that come out early, and you know, there are two schools of thought. There are those who believe that, you know, the kids should take advantage of, you know, every inch of football, college football they can. There are some that say, you know, why risk it and jeopardize the draft prospect? Were you kind of surprised that Daniel declared early, or was it kind of expected? And do you think it was the right decision for him?
I was not at all surprised. And I think it was 100% the right decision. I think so often money gets to become a distraction when talking about whether or not a player should go on to the next level. And you lose sight of what's really important. And I think for a lot of these guys, at getting an education and having that solid foundation to where if football is taken away from you at any point due to injury or who knows what down the road, you've got something to fall back on. You know, Daniel Jones took care of that. He checked that box, getting a Duke degree. He has his undergraduate degree taken care of. He excelled in the classroom in one of the more difficult academic institutions in the country. And then you look at, okay, what's next? What do you look for on the football field? And I think that for Daniel Jones, the sky is the limit. He could have certainly improved over an offseason with the tutelage of David Cutcliffe and learning still in the college system. But I believe he's ready and has prepared himself to make that jump now to where he can go be in a pro system and focus solely on football. So he had some injury issues during the course of his college career. I think he finished this 2018 season healthy. So it was smart of him to ride that wave into the offseason, prepare for the draft and the combine, and to be ready for 2019 as a pro.
When you talk about pro systems at the NFL level, what type of system, what type of things does Daniel Jones really do well? If you had to, you know, place him in a system, I know the Giants, you know, we can look at the Giants system under Pat Shurmur. What does Daniel Jones bring to the table at that pro level, do you think?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. First of all, it's funny, you know, the Giants have – people have been talking about the Giants' interest, and I think a lot of that is partially because Daniel Jones looks so much like Eli Manning, just in his stature. I've seen both of them standing beside each other, and they're kind of built in the same way. Daniel's got a little bit more beef to him, I guess you could say. He's got some more muscle, but overall, a similar physical skill set for each one of those players. And I think it's especially unique in the fact that they both have been coached by David Cutcliffe in the college ranks, so they're going to have a similar understanding of the game. When you look at what would be the ideal setting for Daniel Jones on the NFL level, I think it's a program that is willing to let him come in, take a little bit of time to fully grasp and understand the system, but is a program that likes to throw the ball deep, has some decent wide receivers on the outside. Daniel Jones really likes to stretch a field vertically, pull that defense apart a little bit, and then more or less make those little nitpicky throws down the field as you can carve up a defense. So it's more of an air raid system. Wouldn't do that well with a system that's asking the quarterback to get mobile more with the zone read look, as you see some of these other teams going to, you know, the Ravens being one with Lamar Jackson. I think he needs a good crew of wide receivers around him, one or two guys that are willing to go up and get the ball, because what he loves to do is trust what the receivers are going to do and their abilities, air it out there, and make really good decisions, sound decisions with the football.
You're listening to Locked On Giants with Patricia Traynor and special guest Dave Harding of Duke Football Radio. We're going to take a short break, come back, and talk more about Daniel Jones as the NFL draft prospect. So stay with us. Welcome back, Giant fans, to Locked On Giants. You're with Patricia Traynor and special guest Dave Harding of Duke Football Radio, and we are talking Daniel Jones. Dave has seen all of Daniel's games, knows him pretty well. Who better to give us a scouting report than a guy who sees him week after week and who has talked to him? And, you know, Dave, let's talk about Daniel's personality, because I don't think I have to tell you that the New York market is quite a different animal compared to some of the other markets around the country. And, you know, we look at Eli Manning and how he has kind of, you know, taken to the market. You know, you never hear him in the, you know, the gossip rags. You know, the only time you hear his name off field is because of a charity event he's doing. It can be kind of intimidating. It can be an environment that can really eat a player up alive. What can you tell us about Daniel Jones's, you know, personality and how he might handle such a market if he were to come here?
Well, I have no doubt that Daniel would be able to handle just about any market that he'd be put into. And the reason for that, it goes back to his professionalism. And I've not been more impressed with a student athlete that I've covered over the past 5 years or so than I have with Daniel Jones. And it's because of his toughness, but his mental fortitude to be able to assess what's going on, whether that's on the field, but also when he's in the media scrum, and really give thoughtful answers, take a little bit of time, and he's not going to be just regurgitating these typical one-liners or what you hear so often as these cliches. Daniel Jones is a thoughtful person. He's going to stay out of the spotlight from a negative standpoint because just the type of person that he is, he's pretty low-key. And when you first meet him and you walk into a room with him, outside of his physical stature at 6'5", really a larger human, he doesn't stick out all that much. He likes to stay back, survey the room, get a good understanding. So he's not the overly outgoing type person. But when you sit down one-on-one, you realize what a thoughtful person he is and how well-spoken he is. He's just a guy more that in, I think when it comes to his ability to trust somebody, he's going to open up a little bit more. And some people have looked at him and how quiet he is maybe, in a one-on-one or in an interview setting where he's, got a bunch of different reporters around him and said, oh, well, how is he going to translate that? And how does that translate over to being a leader on the field? And I initially had the same questions, but to me, the players around him in a locker room first see the amount of work that he puts in, and then he has this ability, and it's uncanny to be able to relate to the guys, even that he doesn't have all that much in common with. And I'll see him during the course of his college career just kicking back with defensive backs or running backs, guys along the offensive line, and has a way of bringing people to a sense of ease and is a calming presence, even though he doesn't necessarily speak all that much or have that many words to say. It's more of his persona that speaks for him.
You know, a lot has been made over his Senior Bowl week. A lot of people have said that, you know, it was up and down a little bit. I know he did well in the game. What do you make of all that? Is it just, you know, one of those weeks? I mean, we all have our days, I suppose. But, you know, do you think too much is being made of that? Or did the Senior Bowl kind of bring out, you know, the positives and the negatives as to where he is at this point?
Well, I don't think it was any surprise to me of what his week at the Senior Bowl was like, because I think Daniel's willing to take some risks in practice that he might not be as comfortable taking in a game. And he does that in practice and is a little bit more he opens himself up a little bit more in practice to mistakes in order to learn. And he uses the things that have happened over the course of a few days in the Senior Bowl, you know, what getting out there on the field with different coaches, different systems, and goes back to his room at night, goes to the film room, and just gets completely immersed in those things. And it doesn't surprise me at all that then he turned around and had a fantastic game. That's kind of what he's been at Duke as well. You could see him go out maybe make a bad pass here or there or a poor read in practice. But I'll tell you one thing, you're not going to see that in the game you're much less likely to see it in the game. So he goes out, he takes his knocks in practice and is prepared for the game, which some people call that that gets thrown around a lot. He's a gamer. I think there's a negative connotation that comes with calling somebody a gamer because it seems like they might not give as much effort or as much attention to practice. I think Daniel Jones is not like that in that regard, but he truly does have an ability to turn it on in a game. And I think it comes from really focusing on what he can learn from practice and make sure that making practice like a game to the point where a decision that he made that maybe resulted in negative results isn't going to happen when it comes down to the heat of the moment in the middle of a football game.
From what you've been saying about Daniel's personality, he seems like the kid who can, you know, be willing to come in and, you know, sit back, learn something, you know, a thing or two about being a pro. If he were to come to the Giants, what do you think would be the biggest benefit he could get from working with an Eli Manning?
Well, I think that's the best case scenario is for Daniel Jones to come in. I mean, I am confident that he could be a starter right off the bat. But if he could come in and learn under a player like Eli Manning, that would set him on a trajectory to where he could be a lights out quarterback for years to come. And so often, and this happened a little bit in college with him, you're thrust into a situation that is just so great that it takes you a little bit of time to feel confident and to feel comfortable. If you could go in and learn under Eli Manning, who a person he already has a good relationship with, having worked at the Eli camps, Eli comes down to Duke in the offseason with some of the wide receivers from the Giants, and Daniel sat in on meetings with them. He's gone out to practice and watched them throw and watched their system and what is required of a pro. But to have a whole year of that, I think would be phenomenal for Daniel. And I think if he was honest with you, he'd probably say that he might prefer that. The competitor in him says, I want to go in and start right away. But I think he knows deep down that that would be a major advantage, and to learn from a great and a Super Bowl winning quarterback like Eli Manning would be icing on the cake.
And that certainly gives him a little bit of advantage. You mentioned the Duke passing camp that Eli has every year, and for Daniel to have taken place in that, or taking part in that camp, you know, certainly gives him an opportunity. I'm sure he's probably thrown to some of those receivers and gotten to know some of those guys.
Yes, and I know Daniel has watched Giants tape over the past couple of years. To me, Daniel Jones, out of the players that I have watched, will have one of the easiest transitions to the next level because of what he has been asked to do at Duke as a quarterback, making tough reads. I mean, Coach David Cutcliffe is considered a quarterback guru. He doesn't hold back a whole lot from what he asks his quarterbacks to do. As a redshirt freshman, Daniel Jones expected to have complete mastery and understanding of a playbook. Often in college, you'll see quarterbacks that excel initially, but it's because they were told, okay, if this guy's not open on this route, throw the ball away or tuck and run. Daniel didn't have that luxury, so he had to consider and go through his route tree, his progressions on each play, and it took time for him to understand that. So in a sense, he's been playing in this pro system for the past three seasons, and each year he's gotten better with the football. Each year he's made better decisions, taken care of it better. You've seen his accuracy improve. And on top of that, as he's been focused on the college ranks, he's had these intermittent interactions with Eli Manning, Peyton Manning, different other quarterbacks on the pro level that have helped him inject that pro mentality into him. He is a pro's pro on and off the field, and it's just going to be a matter of going in and building the confidence that is required to make some of those throws, to take over the locker room. But I think Daniel Jones is just right on the cusp of doing something really special. And I think that's part of the reason why he shot up the draft boards this season. Nobody was really talking about him coming into this year, and it was kind of a situation where it's like, oh, wait, this Daniel Jones kid out of Duke might be pretty good. We'll take a look at his tape. Oh, that checks out. Oh, his personality is a perfect fit for what you'd look for in a franchise quarterback. And it just so happens everything else is really good too. Daniel Jones to me is the best of everything put together. And the one downside we talked about at the top of the show, what would be some of his downsides? What are the things that maybe you don't love as much? And that would be certain systems in college. You look at the Virginia Cavaliers, they run this tight zone defense. And Daniel Jones just could not crack the nut that is Virginia's defense. And through a vast majority of the interceptions that he threw over his career to Virginia. And so it's trying to find out what those defenses show and present to you, and somehow, you know, evolving his game to where that's not an issue on the next level. There have been, and he certainly got better over the course of his career, but the deep ball, connecting on the deep ball on a consistent basis. Intermediate throws, he's lights out. But there are certain things that he still has to develop. And what's exciting to me about Daniel, though, is the fact that you see improvement from week to week, certainly month to month, and definitely from one season to another. Just look at his stats.
You're listening to Locked On Giants with Patricia Traynor and special guest Dave Harding of Duke Football Radio. We're going to take a last break, come back, and wrap up the show, so stay with us. Welcome back, Giant fans, to Locked On Giants. You're with Patricia Traynor and special guest Dave Harding. He is the lead color analyst of Duke Football Radio, and he has been nice enough to help break down Daniel Jones, Duke quarterback, who was declared for the draft, whose name has been mentioned as an early interest in with the Giants. And, you know, Dave's been doing a great job giving us an overview. Dave, over these next several months leading up to the drafts, you know, obviously there's going to be the combine, there's going to be the pro days. What does Daniel Jones have to, in your mind, prove to NFL teams to convince them that he is definitely a guy who can come in and maybe with a little bit of, you know, seasoning, sitting behind a veteran or whatnot, eventually become that starter that they're looking for?
I think there's always a room to grow and improve. And the quarterback position is so unique in the fact that you're asked to do so much and everybody dissects to the nth degree everything that you're doing, whether that's as from a leadership standpoint, all the way down to what your stance looks like when you're about to take a snap from under center. So to me, he set himself up well with a good crew of people around him. He works with QB Country. He's out in Mobile, Alabama now, training with them. David Cutcliffe will have a close hand in a lot of the things that happen over the next few months. But I think it's continuing to build strength. There are a few throws he loves. I was listening to a podcast actually a few weeks ago that he loves. And one of the people that train him was telling the podcast person that his favorite throw is the dig. And that's true, but there are certain out routes routes that maybe he can polish a little bit more, become more confident and comfortable with. He didn't take all that many snaps from under center. And the pros, they do a lot more of that. So working on that, working on his seven-step drop, getting more accustomed to some of the things that are uniquely NFL. Still getting comfortable with that NFL-sized football. Things like that. But overall, I think it's continuing to build strength, health. He had a little ankle issue toward the end of the season that you could see bothered him just a little bit in the bowl game, but he seemed to looked healthy in the Senior Bowl. So there just that type of thing that he's going to need to focus on. And on top of that, too, I think it's building a confidence within himself going into this next level. And I'm not saying that he doesn't have this at this point, but I mean, he's been thrust into this situation. It's been a fast moving train for Daniel Jones, coming straight from this, being somebody that not many people talked about, to now being a potential top QB pick in the NFL. I think he's got to trust his training, trust himself, and move forward with this calm, quiet confidence that he has that so many people respect and it's easy to buy in and trust, regardless of the situation, regardless of the market, as you talked about earlier. And I think that all comes from just continuing to trust your training and take it from there.
What's one thing about Daniel that you think teams are going to learn about that, you know, maybe a lot of people don't know at this point, but teams are going to learn about over these next several months?
I think people don't really grasp the type of worker that Daniel is and how tough he is. The one word that comes to mind when I think of Daniel Jones, it's tough. He has continued to battle and grind through various injuries during the course of his season of his career that nobody would necessarily know about. I mean, he played one season last year toward the end of the year with a broken rib that nobody knew he had. And you wouldn't have really known that he was hindered by that issue. And many quarterbacks, many football players in general would have probably pulled themselves out of the game. And so I think as GMs and front office staff and coaches come in and work and talk with Daniel Jones, they are going to realize that, yeah, he's got all the physical tools, but so often it's what's between your ears that matters most, especially as a quarterback. And Daniel has that, and that toughness. And that's what allows him to lead by example better than just about any quarterback I've seen. So often you see, you want a charismatic leader, somebody who is loud and really vocal, and he can do that. But his toughness in the weight room, in the film room, his dedication to getting better, and his willingness to be vulnerable, open himself up to getting yelled at. I saw John Gruden ripping into him at one of the practices at the Senior Bowl. Be vulnerable like that, but not let it tank you. He uses it for him to get better, to improve, and just so happens to become the Senior Bowl MVP during the game. So that takes mental toughness, mental fortitude, and I think that's what a lot of coaches and NFL staff will be most impressed by and surprised by over the next couple of weeks.
And, of course, mental toughness, a huge, huge factor if you're coming to play in New York, because I don't know if you've been following the Eli Manning stuff. And, you know, a lot of people you've got a lot of people who want to run him out of town on a rail. And then you've got those who say he still has some football left in him. And the criticism has just been I don't think I've ever seen a player, you know, divide the fan base as much as I've seen with Eli. So certainly, you know, the Giant fans are very passionate about their football and their quarterbacks in particular. Dave, one last question. What wrap up Daniel Jones for me and for the listeners out there? You know, if the Giants were to land him, you know, we've been talking about what kind of quarterback he is, what kind of person he is. What would you say to Giant fans, though, if Daniel Jones' name is announced on draft weekend as being a New York Giant?
I could see how, and you mentioned how volatile sometimes Giants fans can be, and they're very passionate and rightfully so. And I could see how somebody watching Daniel Jones walk across the stage and shake Commissioner Goodell's hand on draft day might be upset because it's not the marquee name that they've come to know, or from a marquee school out of the SEC or Pac-12 that you'd see, like a USC or Florida, you name it. Daniel Jones, though, has been prepared better than and as well as any quarterback over the past couple of years, over the past decade coming out of college. The system that he's played in college is as professional as it gets. David Cutcliffe knows and expects the most out of his quarterbacks. And so what I would say is take a deep breath and take a wide angle shot of what you're getting with Daniel Jones. Top to bottom, you are getting somebody that is very, very low risk and high reward. So often it's high risk, high reward in the business world, gambling, you name it. Daniel Jones, though, low risk, and you're pretty much guaranteed a guy that's going to be able to win you football games down the road. He is not going to have issues on social media. He's not going to have issues out at the bars, drinking, getting into trouble. He's going to take care of his business. And then when it comes down to football, he's got an amazing frame, can see over the offensive line easily. There's not much that's going to rattle him or faze him. He can make every throw. We're talking, you know, far hash to the far sideline across the field on an out route. He can make it. He's got the velocity on the football. That's been one thing that people have maybe talked about. Hey, can he really zip it in there into a tight window in the NFL? The answer is yes. He hasn't necessarily always needed to do that in college, but he can make every single throw. And he's a far better athlete than people give him credit for. He's a better athlete than Eli Manning, if you ask me. He can run the football if needed to, get out of the pocket, improvise on the fly. Really good flexibility to throw on the run if you wanted to get him in a bootleg action, kind of roll out pass. Daniel Jones is a complete package to me. And I think that the program that is able to land him is getting a guy that will be a franchise-level quarterback, I think a Super Bowl-winning quarterback caliber for years to come. Low risk, very high reward for Daniel Jones.
Wow, that's a strong endorsement. That's got to get people excited, I would think.
It should. I really – I think that the people that will be down on Daniel Jones are the ones that haven't really taken into account his physical talents, his abilities, but also his intangibles. I think Daniel Jones's intangibles are really what set him apart from the rest of the pack. So many people nowadays in the game can make a lot of the throws, are athletic, might be even more of a dual threat than Daniel Jones is. But to me, it's his intangibles that put him out far away from the rest of the crew. And going back to that toughness standpoint, and his ability and desire to be great, to me, that's not really something that you can coach. It's something that maybe sometimes you can foster in a player, but Daniel Jones understands what's going to be required of him. And to me, as an NFL franchise, that allows you to focus on getting him ready in some of the other ways that you can coach, and takes out a lot of the distractions. So to me, Daniel Jones is a tremendous pick and should be one of the first quarterbacks taken in the NFL draft.
All right. It sounds good. And we'll, of course, find out how that's going to unfold. Like you said, up next is going to be the combine, and I will be at the combine. I'm looking forward to stopping by Daniel's podium to see for myself. You know, it's always good to see for yourself, but certainly a glowing endorsement. Dave, tell everybody where they can find you on social media.
Yeah, you can check me out on Twitter, Dave Harding Jr., at Dave Harding Jr. Always happy to interact and engage with anybody. If you've got questions, feel free to tweet at me, and I'll be happy to also argue with some of you Giants fans that think that it might not be a good idea. So bring it on. Let's go.
All right. Sounds good. All right, folks. That's Dave Harding of Duke Football Radio. Excellent job. Really appreciate you coming on. Folks, thank you, as always, for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more on Locked On Giants. So do come back, and we appreciate you. Take care.